Films from Sri Ramanashramam, Part 11, continued from March-April issue. Between the years 1947 and 1950, K.K. Nambiar of Madras visited Sri Ramanashramam regularly. As a high-placed and respected engineer for the state of Madras, the ashram authorities wisely utilized his skills during construction projects. At this time, he was very active in the construction of the Jubilee Hall, which is attached to the Matrubhudeshwara temple, and it was during one of Mr. Nambiar's visits in December of 1948 that he brought along with him his 16mm movie camera. This visit coincided with the 69th birthday celebration of the Maharishi. In this film, we first see the sage surrounded by devotees and a number of police officers in beige uniforms. During those years, the crowds of devotees and poor people that came for bhiksha, food offerings, during the celebrations were large, and it was routine to have a number of uniformed policemen to control the crowds and to secure order if necessary. Even now, this practice is continued. With his typical white towel thrown over his left shoulder, loincloth and cane, the Maharishi walks, flanking a long line of enthusiastic Boy Scouts standing at attention. Yes, Boy Scouts. This organization is of English origin and established branches in India much earlier than in North America. As we will see later, the Scouts took an active role as volunteers during the day's activities. One gets the impression that these Scouts, standing straight and proud in their neat uniforms, look upon the Maharishi like a visiting dignitary inspecting an elite regiment of honor guards. Though Bhagawan never looks up at the boys or even at the camera, he remains the central figure, like the commander-in-chief, so to speak. Viewing the chronology of films beginning in 1935, there is one new feature relating to the Maharishi's appearance that immediately becomes apparent in this present film. It is his infirmity. We must remember that the same month that this film was shot, Dr. Shankar Rao first noticed a small nodule under the skin behind the left elbow. It was this nodule that developed into the fatal sarcoma cancer that eventually brought down the curtain on a unique life of purity and peace. We see in this December 1948 film how the Maharishi, stricken by many years of rheumatism, struggles with each step. His feeble knee joints gravitate inward to the extent he must consciously swing one leg out and around the other before placing it down. By planting his left hand firmly on the backside of his hip, leaning heavily on his walking stick with his right hand and his head bent down and inclining to the right, he somehow manages to propel himself forward in a steady rhythm. The effort he exerts to walk is painfully evident. I remember an elderly parent of your friend once commenting on this scene, "Why don't they just let that old man sit down?" That sums it up perfectly. The Maharishi is then seen walking through different quarters of the ashrama, surrounded again by devotees and relatives. When he arrives in front of the thatched building with the printed sign, "Guest House for Gentlemen," he sends his attendant into the building to fetch something. The attendant immediately comes out, scooping his hand into a small can and placing some grains on the ground in front of the white peacock. There is an almost imperceptible cut in the film, noticed only if you keep your eyes on the white peacock. It is now eating out of the can itself as Bhagavan stands directly in front of it and talks to it. Then Bhagavan moves away, everyone following. Now we see vast numbers of local residents, indigent or otherwise, moving about the northern side of the ashrama. Then rows of them are seen sitting as eager Boy Scouts carry large thatched boxes of food, scooping out healthy portions for each person. The gruel is placed in towels, tied and then carried away by the recipients. In another place, a large gathering is seen. Then cows of devotees taking their meals under a thatched roof. Police and Boy Scouts are moving about busily. It is bhiksha time and hundreds, perhaps thousands, are being fed. Continued in the July-August issue.